Okay, it's 11 o'clock. We'll start our special city council meeting. And as always, we'll start with a moment of silence and pledge of allegiance. We're doing the pledge of allegiance right now. Sorry.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crawford, could you call the roll, please?
Certainly. We have Mike Hill. We have Sonia Herr.
Present.
Eric Lewis.
Here.
Richard May.
Present.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Present.
And Eric Davidson and Ryan Lopez request to be excused.
Did I have a motion to excuse? Thank you. Seconder?
Sorry.
All those in favor? Say four. Presumably Sonia is five. Passed 4-0 anyway. Thank you. So we do have a quorum. We have a quorum plus one. So what we're going to do is go into executive session right now to discuss potential litigation pursuant to RCW 42-30-11013 with action expected to be taken. And how long approximately will we be gone?
Let's say 15 minutes, Mayor.
15 minutes, okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Level one.
So 11:01, we're going into executive session. It will last for approximately 15 minutes, and action will be taken at the end of it. Thank you. Okay, we are back from executive session at 11:16. We will move now to council action item, and the action item is discussion and potential action on terminating the agreement for the downtown revitalization project. Mr. Harmon and Mr. Gandy, please.
So, Mayor, we've covered some of the options for council in the RFCA, and we've spoke with our engineer on this project. Know that this is not an easy decision, and I don't know that there's a right decision. Staff have talked about this, and I could argue in support of continuing the project. I could argue in support of canceling the project. So I'll give you some information that we've talked about, and I'll talk on both sides, so just bear with me and ask if you've got any questions. One thing that I think is important to know is that this project is funded with several different funds. Some of those funds have to be spent on specific purposes. Let's take the park impact fee park impact fund, for example. Those funds can only be spent on parks, right? And they're not necessarily, there isn't necessarily a direct correlation between sales tax and that fund. Transportation benefit district, those funds must be spent on projects that improve transportation. And there are timelines on some of these funds, right? So we can't just hold on to park impact fees or street impact fees forever and not spend them, because we have to give them back to the developer. So please know that as a part of this project, that those aren't necessarily tied to sales tax. Now there are other funds, let's take for REIT, for example. REIT, we can do some things within the general fund. Council just recently authorized the purchase of squad cars. Squad cars likely could be purchased out of REIT. Capital improvement, the legislators freed up some of those REIT funds now, and I think we could shift some of those costs over to that fund. So while this project isn't necessarily impacted by sales tax and border traffic, there are some nexuses to it. We talked through this morning, yes, there's $1 million of electrical improvement. So I think 800,000 of that is pretty good standard infrastructure replacement just in our electric utility. We don't necessarily have capacity issues downtown today, but we've got very old infrastructure that at some point will fail or start to fail with some regularity. And so 800 of the 3.8 is pretty good, just what I would call bread and butter electric utility replacement. We've also got grant funds tied to this project that may or may not go away depending on the extent of the project and the timeline. We've asked for extension a couple times, we've been successful, and we now have that until the end of the year. This project has many interconnected components. It's not as easy to just say, well, let's just cut down street trees and open up the businesses, right? We can't do that without replacing street trees per the DOT requirements. If we replace street trees, now we've got to find a way to water them, right? And so is that putting in irrigation? Is it putting bags around the trees and having staff go fill them? Don't know. But that's just one example of some of the interconnectedness of this project. The original RFC I drafted recommended either building this whole thing in whole or canceling the whole thing in part, or excuse me, canceling the whole thing. If we cancel, know that we are subject to actual costs incurred by the contractor. Those costs include work that he's got into the project, materials that can't be returned, etc. And so there certainly will be some aspects of that. And we know that, let's take streetlights, for example. If we take those streetlights and store them, they just don't look as good 5 years or 10 years down the road when we go to put them in. Same thing with conduit or other materials. Now, there are parts of this project that, if ordered and can't be returned, we could use. Park benches, garbage cans, pet watering fountains, those types of things. So that's a lot to say that there is no easy answer in front of us today on this project. Yes, our sales tax is down. It's down about 13%. We know the border traffic in April is down about 52%, and that will have a direct impact on our ability to fund specifically the general fund. The general fund doesn't have a major contribution to this project. However, there are other funds like REIT that could have a nexus to this project. And in almost all the funds, I made the comment to staff, yes, we have money to do it, but that money's often spent 10 times in the municipal world, right? Take electric, we could take $1 million and go spend that somewhere else to upgrade our electric infrastructure. Same thing with water, same thing with transportation impact, etc. Park, I'd say there's a little more flexibility there, but those funds, if council said today we want to cancel this project, that's probably $400,000 we could put into Marine Park, right? So you can start to see the complexities of this decision that's in front of you. I still go back to our recommendation would not be to de-scope substantially the project. It would either be to build the project in whole or cancel the project in whole, not to really disassemble this thing at a high degree. Could we work with the contractor and look at small pieces that maybe could be de-scoped? Absolutely, we could do that. Know that we've got Department of Commerce looking over our shoulder to make sure that we comply with the scope of the grant. We've got DOT looking over our shoulder to some extent because it's their right-of-way and we're making improvements and virtually within their corridor. And we've got Department of Ecology looking over our shoulder. So anything we do today in terms of de-scoping, I couldn't give you exact answers. I could give you, certainly we'll go get the answers and come back to you to see that. That's really what we've got, Mayor. We've got the bid tab pulled up for you in case there are specific questions on components of the project, but that'll give you an overview of where staff's at in the last 3 days.
You brought up something that you obviously, thank you for the work you and staff have done over the past 3 days. You brought up something there. If you came to the contractor and said, can you find $700,000 to take out of this project? Or there's a potential that council will cancel the project. Wouldn't that give them an incentive to figure out what they can trim that they'd be happy with?
Madam Mayor, it may, right? Only the contractor knows what their items are, you know, where their profit is on specific items. And so the items they may recommend, we may not want to take out. The items we want to take out may not be the most profitable, right? And so we know the contractor and engineer are in the room today. They're present with us. I know the contractor is a good contractor. They did great work for us on Marine Park. And we were looking forward to working with this contractor, and he wants the project. He wants the project to happen. And so other contractors I wouldn't say that about, but I do know this contractor is a good contractor, and certainly at least willing to have some conversations with us about what our project looks like.
What would you estimate would be the net gain to, because you're talking about some of these things, the money would have to be spent on those kinds of things. So disassembling this project, we'd still have those pockets of money stuck in those sections. So what would be the net gain if this whole project were canceled? What would be the net gain to our bottom line for, you know, us looking at a more than $1 million shortfall coming in the next year and a half to 2.5 years that we're concerned about?
I would want to go into executive session to talk about that number.
Okay.
That would ultimately be negotiated between the contractor and the city in terms of what they have already spent on the project.
Right, there's that. But in theory, I'm asking whether or not touching this project in any way, such as canceling or reducing the scope, could potentially end up with a net gain to our budget woes. And I understand it would be hard for you to estimate that with all the unknown factors. But are we at a point now where reducing or canceling this project would only get us like $500,000 better in the bottom line?
Madam Mayor, it all depends on what the contractor spent their time on. I'll give you one example. If the contractor spent a lot of time on ordering electric conduit, specking the streetlights, etc., that's going to hit the electric utility. So he may say, I've got $250,000 into this project. $200,000 may hit the electric utility because that's where the work was focused.
Yeah.
So until I know those, I couldn't tell you how it would impact our funds. Until I know the extent of the work, the amount, and what specifically the work accomplished.
So that act as council could get you to go further, like go back and go to the drawing board and find out much more specifics. So. Would you think it would be prudent for you to find out all these question marks and we have an additional council meeting, you know, like a week from now or 2 weeks from now, where you or at our next scheduled council meeting where you could actually come to us with what the actual numbers are on all this so that we can make a good decision?
What I would like to see council do is, instead of us going on a fishing expedition, say we would like to pick the number. $500,000 out of the project,
yeah.
Right? And then we can go to the contractor and say, okay, how do we value engineer this with working with our Cascade Engineering? How do we value engineer $500,000 out of the project that works for the contractor, works for the city? And I just pick the number, right? So to give staff some specific direction, so we just don't say, hey, what could we possibly become?
Okay, so does staff have a recommendation? Do you think there's $1 million that can be pulled out of this project and have it not going to the ditch?
Absolutely. We could pull $1 million out just by not doing the electrical, right? That's $1.1 million. Now, what we're going to do is put brand new, beautiful infrastructure on top of old electric utilities. Doesn't make any sense.
No,
right?
I meant prudent options.
Also, it's just, God, it's such a, we're in a weird time right now, and we're making a decision on a weird time. A year ago from now, we wouldn't even be talking about this. Who knows? We can't predict the future. We only know what we got. But I see, you know, I've seen this going on forever. I understand exactly. You know, we can't afford to do it right now. It looks that way. But have we got ourselves so far into it? And we got to remember this. We talk about it, but we don't ever really, we do address it with those sidewalks. I know if you talk safety, you always got to talk safety first, right? People walk, somebody's going to trip, you've heard it, I've seen it, I've talked people out of suing the city. And that's a safety, that's something the city gets sued banging for. And I don't want to say, I'm not trying to pressure anybody, I'm not trying to say, hey, do it or I'm this or that. I'm saying, we've got some, that's a big decision. And you know, yes, I want it done, but yes, I understand. But if we can talk to that contractor, it's weird times. I know he signed a contract. We want something done. They want something I'm sure. I would be frustrated too. It doesn't look good for us to cancel contracts, you know, in the middle of things. But this is a weird time. It is. And I think we better just work with that.
May I make a comment?
Please.
Yep.
One of the things in this project that has seemed to me just fairly decorative is the crosswalks. And I don't know how much, I can't imagine it's significant, but that seems like a very easy thing to remove the project. So if there's a possibility that we could find a way to cut $500,000, I would go ahead with the project. I would support that.
So, City Manager, if so there's completely canceling the project, going ahead with the project, and again, we're starting to shape up what another option would be, which is to empower you to sit down with the contractor and figure out a way of taking out some of these things that aren't as urgent and aren't as prudent. So the electrical sounds like a good idea, you know, the sidewalk, people trip on it and sue us. Like, there's some of these things that we simply do need done. But earlier you kind of made it seem like it's less complicated to just cancel it or go ahead with it. Do you see a way forward if this council empowered you to try and cut out things that would be prudent to cut?
Yeah, absolutely. We could do that. I'd want some idea where council's at on it. You know, in terms of a dollar amount, Council Hurd said $500,000. Probably could get there. I think that's doable. It will impact the project, right? But that's okay. We could end up with just standard concrete instead of stamped and colored concrete, which would reduce it. We're probably not talking about hundreds of them.
I think Councilmember Hurt and I agree that, like, some of these red brick crosswalks look great. I mean, I don't even understand why we were going to be going with a bunch of other fancier things. I think it looks pretty good down there. But Finance Director Spidle, we're potentially going to be short more than $1 million, like a year and a half to 2.5 years from now. Is that an entirely possible problem we're facing?
It's not in all the funds, but in the Parks Fund, we would go into the red next year based on the current projects in our capital improvement plan. Looking forward at the streets and utilities, just given very high level projections, you know, 50,000 feet, very high level. I don't have a crystal ball, but we'd be projected to go in the red in 2028, 2029. And so that was with a 1% increase in revenues across the board and a 3% increase in expenditures. So we're going to budget to do rate studies next year. That's in our budget assumptions, and that will also impact those future revenue numbers. I am assuming the rate studies for utilities are going to come back at more than a 1% increase given the deferred rate increases historically.
And we haven't even seen the figures with the significant drop in border traffic that's too recent for us to have any stats on it, right?
We have through February for sales tax revenue.
Yeah, a lot changed since February. So in any case, City Manager, would you see some benefit for us empowering you to try and see if you can cut something out? Would $500,000 help? Would $750,000 help?
What would the recommendation be? How much?
Madam Mayor, if we could get REIT out of this, Director Spidle, could you tell me how many REIT dollars are in it? That would have the biggest impact to the general fund. I'm less worried about the electric utility, water. We've got some financial concerns of water, but there's a very small amount. There's a 100 and change in water. We've got $352,000 in REIT that would help, because now we can move some of the general fund expenditures over to REIT, and that helps take some pressure off. I think $500,000 is a reasonable number. Full disclosure, I too want to see this project built. I think it's a great project for our downtown community with a great contractor and a great engineering firm. So, and I also, if this helps council, I spoke with the contractor. He's willing to delay a start until the 5th of July, which means our downtown won't be tore up over the 4th of July, which I think is also a benefit. So if council's comfortable there, I think the $500,000 in value engineering could help, and we still end up with a pretty decent project overall.
The finance director mentioned something about parks funding drying up. So if the parklets were removed from this project or whatever, would that allow more flexibility for other things that might, that other park expenditures that might in retroactively, you know, a year from now, going, darn it, we should have those two parklets because we have these other more pressing needs? Or is it just 6 1/2 on the other?
I don't know. Short answer is yes. Anytime we don't spend money, we have it to spend another year, right, on something else. Could you use those funds? Absolutely. Only the contractor, we could, if you wanted to take Clark or Martin Street out, that's where we would go to the contractor and say, hey, give us a deduct for the removal of Martin Street. We don't know what the value is. We can see some of the cost on here, but we don't know what that is. And remember, we spread those fixed costs, those lump sum, over a smaller project. So incrementally, they become more expensive as we start to peel things away from the project. But short answer is yes. If we're not spending park impact fees on Clark and Martin, then they're available within that time period I mentioned to spend on other projects.
Well, I'm inclined to for us to empower the city manager to do some prudent cutting in a way that is the least harmful and that frees up some money so that we can ease our future budget woes a bit. That's what I'm inclined to suggest we should do here.
I'd like to make a motion.
Mary Lou?
Go ahead. I move that we empower the city manager to sit down and negotiate with the contractor and authorize him to deduct up to $500,000 from the downtown revitalization project.
Second.
Any further discussion? No. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you, Council. Very difficult decision. I think it's a great decision. No good answer here, but we're going to end up with a project. I think it'll work well. Yeah.
I just wonder if we do the, can we do the electrical and the streets as part of that, without, so that we don't come back to this, put good sidewalks over bad electric.
Absolutely. Yeah, that won't even be on the table. What we'll look at is some of the nice-to-haves that are, you know, for example, if we cut out Martin Street parklet or Clark Street parklet, what would that do? We'll look at some of those things.
And the fancy pavement, some of these things. We have a pretty good-looking downtown, so if you take out a couple bells and whistles, but we're with what we just did there, you're entirely preserving the fixing of the sidewalks and the electric under it and some of these more urgent things.
Yeah. How much of a problem are the trees? Because that is another issue. If we just leave the trees and don't take them down and don't replace them, what are we looking at?
If we leave the trees, then we ought not do anything with the sidewalk because they're causing the sidewalks to buckle and things like that. So it
has to be there.
Absolutely.
But take $500,000 out of a $4 million project, you're still doing the trees.
Yeah, we're still doing the trees.
These other things on the site, it's not like a pretty parklet we might lose, but it pays for.
Excuse me, Madam Mayor, I have to be excused. I have to go back to work.
Okay. Thank you
much.
So one final question. So if we take $500,000 out, we're still left with what, $3.5 million?
Approximately 3.3. Yep. Of which 800,000 is just standard electric utility replacement.
We're gonna have to do anyway.
We have to do anyway, right? So now we're down to really 2.5 in our downtown, of which 500,000 is grant. So now we're down to about $2 million that we're investing in our downtown project to meet ADA requirements, attract commerce, incent businesses to fill their shops, and that's a number I can feel pretty good about.
Yeah, you'll be safe. That's one thing. Safety, I mean, it comes down to money or safety, you gotta go to safety, right? And we're in a position where we don't wanna be in, but hey, no risk, no gain. Yeah, I think it's good. I think this is good.
We just did a financially prudent thing for a city that has some woes about that.
Yep.
Any other further comments? If not, I'll adjourn the meeting at 11:40.